Chapter 2. Forecast that under modern conditions it would be quite impossible for any great general to emerge to supremacy and concentrate the enthusiasm of the armies of either side. There could be no Alexanders or Napoleons. And we soon heard the scientific corps muttering, "These old fools," apostrophe exactly as it is here foretold. These, however, are small details, and the misses in the story far outnumber the hits. It is the main thesis which is still of interest now, the thesis that because of the development of scientific knowledge, separate sovereign states and separate sovereign empires are no longer possible in the world, that to attempt to keep on with the old system is to heap disaster upon disaster for mankind and perhaps to destroy our race altogether. The remaining interest of this book now is the sustained validity of this thesis, and the discussion of the possible ending of war on the earth. I have supposed a sort of epidemic of sanity to break out among the rulers of states and the leaders of mankind. I have represented the native common sense of the French mind, and of the English mind, for manifestly King Egbert is meant to be God's Englishman leading mankind towards a bold and resolute effort of salvage and reconstruction. Instead of which, as the schoolbook footnotes say, compare today's newspaper. Instead of a frank and honorable gathering of leading men, Englishmen meeting German and Frenchmen Russian, brothers in their offenses and in their disaster, upon the hills of Brissago, beheld in Geneva at the other end of Switzerland a poor little league of allied nations excluding the United States, Russia, and most of the subject peoples of the world, meeting obscurely amidst a worldwide disregard, to make impotent gestures at the leading problems of the debacle. Either the disaster has not been vast enough yet, or it has not been swift enough, to inflict the necessary moral shock, and achieve the necessary moral revulsion. Just as the world of 1913 was used to an increasing prosperity, and thought that increase would go on forever, so now it would seem the world is growing accustomed to a steady glide towards social disintegration, and thinks that that too can go on continually, and never come to a final bump. So soon do use, and won't establish themselves, and the most flaming and thunderous of lessons pale into disregard. The question whether a leveling is still possible, the question whether it is still possible to bring about an outbreak of creative sanity in mankind, to avert this steady glide to destruction, is now one of the most urgent in the world. It is clear that the writer is temperamentally disposed to hope that there is such a possibility. But he has to confess that he sees few signs of any such breadth of understanding and steadfastness of will as an effectual effort to turn the rush of human affairs demands. The inertia of dead ideas and old institutions carries us on towards the rapids. Only in one direction is there any plain recognition of the idea of a human commonweal as something overriding any national and patriotic consideration, and that is in the working class movement throughout the world. And labor internationalism is closely bound up with conceptions of a profound social revolution. If world peace is to be attained through labor internationalism, it will have to be attained at the price of the completest social and economic reconstruction, and by passing through a phase of revolution, that will certainly be violent, that may be very bloody, which may be prolonged through a long period, and may in the end fail to achieve anything but social destruction. Nevertheless, the fact remains that it is in the labor class, and the labor class alone, that any conception of a world rule and a world peace has so far appeared. The dream of the world set free, a dream of highly educated and highly favored leading and ruling men, voluntarily setting themselves to the task of reshaping the world, has thus far remained a dream. H.G. Wells. Easton Glebe, Dunmo, 1921. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.